I'm also drunk already.
Oh, I'm so drunk already.
Oh, boy. Wowee, wowee.
Wow, am I right?
Yes.
What am I even saying?
Exactly. It's us, the Shutterbugs, and we're on a train today.
On a train. A life train.
It's about to get train wrecked.
Hey, oh, hey. I'm Sam.
And I'm Calliope.
Probably it's just Kaylee or Kelly. You can call us Pamela and Kelly if you want.
Pamelli. Smelly Pamelli. That's us.
That's us. We're like we said, we're the Shutterbugs. And if you're new to listening, welcome. I apologize in advance.
Bonjour.
We get drunk and we watch horror movies.
Yes.
And then we talk about them. And we never veer wildly off topic ever.
No, we very much pre-record certain things so that we have notes in place for when the time comes to discuss each specific topic that we feel like we need to bring up.
Okay, but hold on. See, I'm looking at this and I'm still seeing Disney and not Disney. It's a backwards G with a line.
It's a Q.
Quizney? Kisney? Mm-hmm. Walt Kisney. I see Disney.
I also like the G, because there's a G somewhere in my name, and I approve of Gs.
You should start writing your G like that.
Oh my god, yes. Then I'll get trademarked, though.
But, like, everything except, like, everything else looks like the letter it's supposed to be, except kind of the Y could be a P.
Yep. Disnep.
Jiznep. Walt Jiznep.
Walt Disnep.
Walt Jiznep.
Jiznips.
Jiznips.
The thing. Welp Jiznips.
Well, Jiznips, once again.
This is something you're expecting, but sad that it happened. Well, Jiznips. Well,
Jiznips. Every time, right?
Yep. And the reason we keep saying, well, Jiznips, is because today we're watching 1993's Hocus Pocus, a classic horror from our childhood, beloved by many, hated by none.
It's true, though. I don't think anyone dislikes this film.
Except people that maybe hate Halloween.
Those people exist?
So I've heard. Word on
not
the street.
Friends.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, thank you.
Not sorry.
Sorry, if you hate Halloween, I can't ever talk to you again.
Yeah. I wouldn't openly say it around us, because we'll kill you.
No, don't say that in front of me, because you won't come back from that.
We'll make you love Halloween.
I'll make you love me. I mean Halloween.
I'm glad you went there, not me.
We were going there. I opened up my phone for something I have no idea what, and now I can't. I don't know.
I'll make you love me.
Oh, maybe calendar? Do we need a calendar?
I don't know what you need a calendar for, but it's almost
really
Halloween.
Know it's kind of almost Halloween.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Do 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 do. And today we're drinking Gatorade with vodka to replenish everything we lost while recording the other day.
Yeah, we recorded yesterday and died, and we're recording today and dead. My Gatorade is jizz-colored, cyclone-flavored.
And mine is the same color as my eyes, very beautiful, and tastes like blue.
And it looks like blue.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if your eye color were more neon.
Yes. If you were to shine a light in my eye.
It would be like that.
That color. That's the one.
Your eye colors have more, like,
dimension.
Interestingness. They're not just one pure color. They're like,
I call them pool bottom blue. Because when you are outside and you have a pool, and you look and the sun reflects at the bottom, it has all the, like, sparkles and line work. That's an exact depiction of my eye.
I call mine color. Abandoned pool bottom green.
Ooh.
Because they're like, you know when you see like a pool in an abandoned house and it's been drained, but it's like rained a little bit and there's like leaves
and sludge
and stuff.
A panty in the corner.
There's a panty. It's, you know like the pool that you think of when you think of panty pool?
That's the one.
That's the color of my eyes. Like there's a little bit of that sort of green hue from the algae, but it's like mostly sort of a dirty brown color.
Like a touch of the swamp.
Yeah. Oh my. I thought that came from my body.
My desk has.
What's happening?
Yellow green eyes.
His is like the pool's only recently been abandoned.
Was just peed in a little.
Yeah.
Gus here.
Did you pee?
Eyes are the color of healthy pee.
isn't healthy pee like mostly clear?
Yep.
So that means you're finally hydrated enough. I don't have that today.
Nor I, good sir. Nor I. I meant to also fill up a water bottle before we began this, but it's too late now.
We're already here. We're already
going to die. It's brilliant.
I was like, what did you say we're watching today?
Hocus Pocus.
I love this movie.
And it's about these two children who, after they move to Salem, Massachusetts, teenager Max Dennison explores an abandoned house with his sister Danny and their new friend Allison. She's the hot, popular girl.
Obviously.
After dismissing a story Allison tells is superstitious, Max accidentally, wink wink, frees a coven of evil witches who used to live in the house. Now, with the help of a magical cat, the kids must steal the witch's book of spells to stop them from becoming immortal.
So, this cat is literally just...
hot.
Salem from Sabrina.
Yes. Did you ever think the cat was hot when you were younger? And by that, I mean the guy who turned into the cat.
I was like, the dude, yeah.
The actual cat?
Not so much the actual cat. It's not like... that's not my personal preference. I like the human writing.
Agreed. I did like that it was a magical cat, which, I mean, every little girl wants a magical cat.
Well, it's true. Again, since Sabrina.
Yes, very much so.
There was this little girl at my school who, she was 100% convinced that she was a witch.
Wow.
And when she turned 16, she was gonna get her powers, okay?
As you do.
As because of Sabrina.
The movie? The original movie?
The show, I'm guessing.
Could go either way.
So she was like, she said to her teacher one day, because she got in trouble at school, and she was like little, like grade 3 or 4. And she got in trouble and had to stay for detention. And she said to her teacher, she said, "I'm a witch! And when I turn 16, you're gonna be sorry for this." The teacher was just like, okay.
With all the vehemence of like a small child. Like, so it's venomous.
She was so certain. Like, so certain. And I laughed.
And laughed. And laughed.
I heard this story because my mom's a teacher.
That's cute.
Also, do you know that what I learned as a substitute teacher?
Is
when I got to, like, be in the teacher's lounge.
Kids are scary.
No.
Teachers really do gossip
and joke about the kids behind their backs in the teacher's lounge.
That's what I would do. I'd be like, oh, my God, did you hear so-and-so is dating? Or, like, so-and-so broke up with so-and-so? Like, oh, my God. They're like,
oh, great. That's going to be fun to deal with.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Like, oh, so-and-so broke up again today. Oh, great.
Prepare myself for a bunch of...
I have them at 2. This is gonna suck. Like, they're so funny.
A bunch of shitty poems coming my way.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
So funny.
I love it.
I love good, funny teachers.
Me too. I was reading a little trivia fact about this movie here that I thought
was...
really funny. It's the first Disney movie that mentions virgins.
That's amazing.
And I thought, you know what?
That's a good fact to know.
The more you know.
Knowledge is power.
Read your rainbows, kids. Read your rainbows. Reading rainbow? Hello. Get it together.
I pictured it. I'm sorry. I'm not all here right now, ma'am.
Did you just say I'm not all here right now, man or ma'am? Because it sounded like you said, I'm not here right now, ma'am.
I'll let you listen back and find out.
Okay, good. One day I'll know, and that day will be 3 weeks from now.
This drink's so good. It's just like drinking a cyclone.
What's your favorite ice cream from a ice cream cart?
Either like a classic, like orange creamsicle, or probably a cyclone.
Ooh.
Or what were those push-up ones?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Don't know what they're called, though.
They're just, like, push pops.
Probably something like that. I always enjoy a character-driven ice cream. Huh? So whether it be, like, a SpongeBob or a Ninja Turtle with the gumball eyes.
I did like the gumball. I always like getting one of those because the actual ice cream looked absolutely
so fucky.
So, like, nothing like the picture and so fucked looking.
Or
SpongeBob looks like he's being, like, melted.
Molested.
Like, I was gonna say molested.
I know, I could tell.
That's funny.
It's clear that they were melted, then refrozen, mm-hmm. and whatever happened, happened.
Yep, and it just is.
Thus is the glory, forever and ever, amen.
Thine is the glory.
Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Did you just cross yourself?
I sure did.
Isn't that like a Catholic thing?
Yes, it is.
You're not Catholic.
Oh, I know. If I was, do you know how many terrible things I would do?
Why?
Because you just go to church and say, Jesus, this is what I did. And then you just say your Hail Marys and you're absolved of all your sins.
Isn't that just how Christianity in general works, as long as you say your story at the end?
On occasion. I like the idea of the system of scales, so the bad things you do can't outweigh the good things you do.
So it'll just be perfectly even.
Yep, be perfectly mediocre.
Okay. And then what, you just spend eternity in purgatory? Just sort of in the middle?
Yeah. Still have, like, the party vibes from hell, you know? But then none of the, like...
The chillness of heaven.
Yeah. But
I can
none
get
of
behind
the,
that.
Like... actual abuse of Dante's Inferno hell circles.
No thanks.
Not a fan.
Although if I had to choose, I'd go 7th level. I'd rather be frozen than burning.
Based on my recent experiences, I will concur with you.
That's why I hate summer.
I like summer.
But there's only so cold that you can get. Like, there's only so many layers you can strip off in the summer. But in the winter, you can put on so many layers.
Until... you run out of layers.
But then you just go inside and stay there.
Oh, I meant inside. You layer up inside.
Oh, but inside you can just put on a heater and everything's fine. But if, like, in the summer, sometimes you can have your air conditioner running hardcore and it's still not enough.
Ooh.
You know?
No.
Have your fans going. Like, well, like, in my old place, the air conditioner was just, like, in the kitchen dining room and didn't ever reach the bedroom.
That's true.
We used to sleep in the living room sometimes just because it was too hot.
That was some poor, poor planning on their part.
Yeah. Well, it was, you know, it's like one of those buildings that was not built with things like
air conditioning.
Airflow in mind. And, like, they put the air conditioner in just to say that they had it. Like, I don't know.
Just to up that saleability.
Like, there should be two.
Yeah. Like a little one.
Right? Like, there should be one in the bedroom.
Yep, 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 yep. Just a little baby one, you know.
Yeah. You okay?
Yes, my hair felt like a tiny thing was crawling on my body.
Oh.
And it gave my whole entire being spasms.
I was scared for you.
Yeah.
Did you dye your hair again?
No.
Just again.
Why?
It looks very blonde.
It's been that way for quite a while.
No, but it looks like a pretty yellowy, like golden blonde.
Ew, I don't want yellow hair.
But not like like golden-y, like a blonde color.
Ah, yes. Blonde.
Like, before, the ends looked really, really white.
Oh, yeah. I haven't showered in a very long time.
Who's got the time?
Not I.
You know?
Or the will.
I probably won't shower now until the wedding.
I hope not.
Wait, when does this come out?
Wait. The day of your wedding?
One, two. Oh, yeah.
So?
Oh my god, I'm getting married today!
Oh god, I hope my speech is good.
Oh my god, still haven't written mine this
Me
today.
Either.
I'm getting married today.
She's already drunk.
Do you think it's all going to go well? Do you think I'm going to fit in my dress? Probably not.
I don't know, but we're recording at the Manitoba Club while we get ready, so.
Yep, we're recording. Well, no, we're at the Fort Garry first. Wait, we shouldn't tell people where this actually is. Nobody cares. If anyone wants to crash it, they're welcome to.
Open bar, ladies and gents.
It's true.
Plus, everyone we know who listens to this is coming anyway.
It's true, and if they're otherwise, they're in New Jersey, so.
Exactly. I mean, maybe they'll show up. Who's to say?
Oh my god, Hello Creeps, you guys should totally trash my wedding. Trash my wedding? No, oh, don't trash it. You should crash my wedding.
Crash into open it.
Bar, buffet style food, that looks midnight real good. Snack of cheeseburger sliders.
Dancing.
There's a DJ.
Music.
That's what the DJ does.
Music.
And it's walking distance from like 800 hotels.
Yes, that's a lot of hotels, but it's true.
Maybe not 800, but there's a lot.
I want to be like, hey guys, say hi to the podcast. And then do all the voices of all the people that are here right now.
Hey, this is Squirrel.
I meant, are your bridesmaids?
I've already drank like 8 glasses of box wine in this red solo cup. Just pouring it out. We don't have wine glasses. Glasses for ass.
I'm so lit.
Let's triple kiss. Psych.
Oh, we just did, like though. To tease.
Now do Frey.
Hey. Hey, guys.
Good evening. Now to do the sound.
Izzy, quit humping my leg.
Oh my god, Izzy. Just shut up. Guys, just shut up. Like, just shut up for a second. Let me tell my story. Okay. So there was this dead baby. And that's Hello Creeps.
Yeah. I just meant, like, we could do impressions of the people in the room. Because we're recording it on the day of your wedding, you see.
Oh, I thought that we were doing that because they were crashing my wedding.
Yeah. Well, it turned into a little bit of both, so that's exciting.
Yeah.
You're welcome. We're very good at impressions. You can find more of them on patreon.com/shutterbugs.
Hit us up for impressions.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
That was good. I feel like that would be really fun to listen back to.
That's going
to
be great.
And just the accurateness of it all is wildly appealing to me. Okay, let's get hooked on this here.
Phonics?
Focus movie, yo.
This drink is literally on
me. Mind you. What else was I going to tell you? The guy who plays the cat, but the actual guy, he's hot. The main guy's hot. Or so I thought as a child. In recent years, he's kind of becoming like less attractive to me, but at the same time, still just...
I don't know what he looks like now.
...has a place in my heart. Not him old, but me watching it now as an old woman.
Oh. Well, yeah, like, I'm thinking, I haven't watched this in a long time.
Well, I watch it every year.
Probably. I used to watch it every year, but then...
I've been
watching a lot of, like, horror movies.
I would say, I generally have a lot of free time in October. Not this October. But
nope.
October's past. So I just like to watch, like... a few horror movies or Halloween movies every day.
What else is coming out this October?
This is Halloween.
Not next week, but the week after, we should just, like, bail on wedding prep and go watch a movie.
Happy Death Day. That one looks cool.
That sounds terrible. I'm so excited.
It's by the same guy that does Get Out.
Really?
Pretty sure.
Now I really want to see it.
I was talking to you about it the other day. Talking to you.
You can't trust me to remember that.
Because it came out on Friday the 13th, and we had this whole thing where you were like, oh, Friday the 13th, and I was like, yeah, that's the day.
This one, yeah.
That's the day it come out. You know? That's Halloween.
I don't see how this is the same as Get Out.
I read somewhere that it was like, not the same premise, but it was like...
No, I mean the same people. To Google...
Or, like, the same company, the Blumhouse or whatever.
Okay, I was like, because Jordan Peele wrote and directed Get Out, and that's what I thought. But then none of those people
did this. Yeah.
Where does it say what...
Somehow it was related.
Where does it say what...
I don't know.
Oh, they're estimating 5 million box office.
That's good.
It doesn't tell me. IMDb,
yeah, it's the Blumhouse people that did Split, Get Out, Whiplash.
Split was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Get Out was amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's really cool. She basically wakes up over and over like Groundhog Day and has to find out who killed her. And every time she gets killed, she goes back in time to when, like, the beginning of the day. So it's like she has to keep either, like, fighting the killer or figuring out who's actually killing her.
That sounds really cool, and I really want to watch it now. Let's watch it right now.
Okay.
Wait.
Here's us watching Happy Death Day.
A.K.A.
Hokey Pokey.
Here we go. Ouch. I poked my needle wound.
Oh. She's hitting the hard stuff today.
I forgot that this was on here. I was like, what the fuck's under my shoulder? It was like a bump because it's a cotton ball taped on with a band-aid over my wound hole.
I was like, that's pretty impressive for a crack injection.
Shots. Walt Jiznips, Hocus Pocus.
Hokey Pokey with Walt Jiznips.
They put their left leg in, but it doesn't come back.
He's so attractive. I know. I'm a very good pedophile. Nothing creepier than children laughing. Said it before, I'll say it again.
I love the witches.
Spoopy Bette Midler.
Beautiful Bette Midler. This is us! I love her. Why is he dripping?
I don't know, but I'm into it.
You're gross. At least as far as they're concerned, they're not back anytime soon. I'm not convinced that kid's a virgin, based on that kind of a move. They're gonna fuck!
Less Vanilla Ice was born.
I hate the homelessness problem.
God, you think she grows up to become an actress at this rate? I did a Facebook quiz today on Hocus Pocus, and I got 12 out of 12.
Nice. It wouldn't make a difference if I lit it. I don't think that flame's gonna take, if you know what I mean.
He's just like, I thought butt stuff counted.
I love that it took 300 years for somebody to try and light that candle, though.
God damn it, virgins.
I'm pretty sure that was an awakening for many a young boy.
Like I said, I thought butt stuff counted.
Well, don't leave it on the ground, you dumb fox. What did you just say?
Oh, pardon me, sirs.
I thought that was so funny.
I never got that before.
That's funny. The things guys will do. Like, he's lived for 300 years, you think that's the first time he's been hit by a car? I think it would be funnier if he was a real cop and was just picking up a hooker. Dance has been around since people started using peoples. They're gonna Hansel and Gretel this bitch!
Ah, le bibliothèque. They have some very talented art students, by the way.
Right? I'll be your beacon in the night. Bye, 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 bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Oh, oh no!
That gave me such a heart attack.
Just shake salt at them and snag the book.
They'd be like, we get that you didn't want to move, but did you have to blow up the attic? Why didn't they just blow out the candle? No more candy, please, is something I would never say.
They sure spit a lot.
Bodily fluids and all that jizz.
I love how dramatic they are. It's my curse. That and you too.
Hello, my precious.
Wench.
Also, at some point, those two should have fucked. Then they never would have been, like, virginable. Everyone's so useless. How did they train this cat to be so good at its job?
Treats. Oh no!
Highlight of his career, Bette Midler sucking his face.
Oh my god, I love her shoes.
Well, at least I got a pet zombie now.
Oh no, it's the saddest. Oh, I thought he wasn't wearing any pants.
He has some very weird obsession. Do you think
that they were probably like supposed to be married? Yeah. Small town 300 years ago. Like, maybe that's why he's so obsessed with her.
I'm the worst.
oh, libations. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I'm helping myself to your libations.
Oh, I'm not a peasant, of course. Of course I speak with proper tone. I'm very impacted by the medieval, no, not medieval, colony-esque-ness of this Hocus Pocus movie.
It's a beautiful film.
It's giving me an accent.
It's just beautiful. It's just...
so good.
They're so funny and...
wonderful.
It's just funny.
They're just so funny. Watching it now is always fun, too, because you always catch new things that you mm-hmm. didn't get when you were a kid.
When she gets on the bus.
Yeah.
And they're like, we want children. And he's like, oh, it might take a couple tries, but I think I can get there.
I know. I watch this movie every year, and I feel like I didn't even get that the last time I watched it.
Oh, that's funny. That was good. That's good shit. Mm.
So the movie starts off with the Sanderson sisters luring this tiny woman child into their cottage so they could eat her life force.
Mm-hmm.
Then her brother...
they're a bit dementor-like, yeah.
Yes. Then her brother tries to save her, and he fails miserably and gets turned into a cat.
Quite miserable failure.
Then she did, but they catch the witches and hang them, as you do.
Mm-hmm.
But they put like a little curse on themselves so that if a big old V, that's for virgin... light the black flame candle, they can come back and suck all the life out of the
but
kid.
But it has to be on Halloween. Yeah. So, like, it can't just be any old virgin golden Halloween light candle.
With a full moon.
Yeah, Halloween with a full moon, so it just, you know.
Just so happened to be.
Conveniently happened.
This new guy.
This new Hollywood kid.
Yeah. So then we jump 300 years into the future. And they're talking about the witches, because, hello, Salem.
Mm-hmm.
Duh. So then the brother is like, oh, yeah, I'm so, like, Halloween doesn't affect me. I'm from California. And everyone's Na-di-da. Like, ew, go home.
They're all like, this is, like, our culture. We take it pretty seriously.
We're quite invested in our witchy heritage.
Don't be such a dummy.
And give me your shoes.
I'm taking your shoes.
Thanks. Bye, Hollywood.
Thanks, Hollywood. It's okay. He got them back later.
Eventually.
So then he runs into the hot kid. The hot kid.
the hot kid.
The hot chick, you know, that one. The chick babe. Who's hot. And yeah, he's yeah. like, oh, here's my number. And she meets Matt and is like, no, thank you.
No.
I'd rather not.
I only fuck people who are hard into Halloween. That's not you.
Clearly. But she is definitely intrigued by his wily Californian ways. They're very pale for Californian.
Yeah. I was just right? about to call her a cherry hunter. That's why she's intrigued.
Wow, they did used to call me the man maker.
And they call me the widow maker.
Oh! Our lives took different paths.
They sure did.
That's funny.
I'm dead inside.
From
that, he gets bullied into taking his little sister trick-or-treating on Halloween because his parents want to go get crunk.
I mean, that would be me as a parent. Obviously, legit. You're taking your sister trick-or-treating because I'm going to go get drunk, and yeah. you're old enough to deal with this.
Mm-hmm. You wanted a little sister so badly, you can take care of her.
I like how everyone really quickly made friends, though. They'd only been there for, like, a day.
Yeah.
Well, they had to have been there longer than that.
They had most of their stuff unpacked, and I'm presuming they were there at the beginning of school,
yeah,
so I think they would have been there for, like, a month and a half.
Like.
Well, in the States, end of mid-August, so, like, they would have been there for, like, 2 months already.
Yeah, which is probably why, like,
which
they
is
all
why,
have friends and shit.
I was gonna say, which is why the little girl says, my friend's at school, and he's just like, I'm a loner.
I don't have any friends. Well, no one likes me.
Being a teenager
is hard. That's because if you're
hard.
Coming from California and you're moving to somewhere, you better be hot and cool, not scrawny and nerdy. No offense. Sorry, guys.
He was attractive.
Yeah, but he was scrawny and nerdy. Not hot and cool.
And he doesn't play football, so I think that was a...
It's a real problem.
a real turn off
for Americans.
For that whole area.
It's kind of a turn on for me not be a football player.
Hey.
I don't need all those concussions in my life.
No, I don't need you to wake up one day and murder me.
No, thanks. I don't want to go down that road.
Too soon.
That was wrestling.
Too soon. Though. Still a concussion.
After concussion after concussion, it does fuck you up.
Yep. There's scientific proof, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep, but it's not even that hard to find.
Even though the NFL tries to bury it.
Well, the thing is, like, there's nothing that you can do outside of not playing football. Like, because the way a concussion works is, like, you can have the best helmet in the world, but a concussion is your brain moving inside your skull.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Leave your brain at home.
Basically. Like, there's nothing you can do other than start cracking down on how hard you're allowed to hit.
True.
And, like, not hitting with your head.
Yeah.
Because they did studies that were, like, apparently because helmets are so good now, football players started using their head to tackle instead of their shoulders.
Mm.
And it's like...
Why would you ever do that? You'd snap your neck before you break your head.
No, you don't.
You could.
No, you'd have to hit really awkwardly to break your neck like that.
Straight on?
You've got a really good helmet and all that gear. That's the point.
Yeah, helmets for your head. Gears for the rest of your body.
And they do a lot of, like, smacking heads for fun.
Yeah, and touching butts.
And I like that
dicks.
Part.
They do a lot of tip touching in the locker room, I've heard.
Anyways, we're going to lose our entire American audience here.
We're down the street. Touch tips.
Touch tips. It's called double dicking.
Gay sex is when you have a dick, you put your dick inside another man's dick.
That's called docking. Did you not know that?
Yes, I did, unfortunately.
It's unfortunate. I feel like it wouldn't work very well if you didn't, like, if at least one of the dicks, like, one of them has to have a foreskin.
Yeah, one has to be uncircumcised.
Yeah.
So then you can just wrap it around.
Wrap that around. And then just go back and forth, like, two-hand job.
That would be so weird.
Especially because then you'd be like, this is what it would be like if I had a foreskin.
But I don't have to worry about cleaning it up after.
What?
Cleaning up your foreskin good?
Oh, I guess so. It's really not like you just wash, whoop. Like.
Yeah. But if you don't have one, you don't have to do it.
It's true.
And then on Halloween night, they get real rowdy and hit the town for that hot candy.
Hot candy.
And some exploration of a mansion that the hot chick lives in.
They didn't know it. They just found her there, and she was in, like, a corseted dress and everything for no reason other than that.
See? Yeah. They just figured the size of a house has got to have full-size candy bars. Am I right?
Well, yeah.
If they don't, damn, what's wrong with you?
Because
you're tired of me talking. I'm tired of life. True. From that moment forward, they become friends. Slightly sexual tension. But they go on an adventure to explore the old witch house.
The old witchenhausen.
Then the big old virgin lights that baby on fire and the witches sprout up and then try to kill them for the rest of the movie. The talking cat's a gem. I love him.
He's great. I like that talking cat.
More than I should.
It makes me wonder about the origin of Salem from Sabrina.
Well, like, Salem's a warlock.
Well, why is he a cat?
He somehow got trapped in the cat body.
But there's so many witches around, why can't they help
him? It's some type of big old curse, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Slash, I'm pretty sure the story changed a few times as to what he was, where he was, and why he was.
Probably.
I think it's like three strikes your cat in the witch world.
Let's Google.
Too googly. And then there's just really good, wholesome movie fun stuff. Some naughty, like, jokes are thrown in. A zombie gets pulled out of the earth to try and kill them, but he's really a good guy. The witches have a heyday. They try to kill children. There's a musical number with dance. It's amazing. And from a little protagonist do a very good job of not being great at winning anything they do. They're just one step behind the witches the whole time, it seems. Because their plans are okay, but then they don't execute them very well.
They're just not great at life.
No.
Like, just follow simple instructions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stay in the salt ring.
Yeah. Don't light the candle.
Don't light the candle.
But it did work out in the end, because they did defeat them. They tricked them into staying out until the sunrise without getting all the
other children soul dead
and soul sucking. And then they did free the kitty so that he could finally die and be with his family.
Which was, like, both sad and not sad. It's bittersweet, I guess, would be the word.
Because he just found a good home.
I know, he could have been okay, but, like, how would you explain to your parents why that cat never dies?
True. Like, why it never dies, why he talks, why he's always in the bathtub with you.
I'm sorry.
Why you could never start masturbating, because he was always wanting.
Why you then did start masturbating, because he was always watching.
Mm-hmm. And then you develop this weird fetish for cats that never quite goes away, so he's always furry, with you.
Like,
yeah.
Suddenly you're 30, you're alone, but you live with this cat, and you know it's okay, because he's never going to die, and you'll always have a companion. Oh my god, you need that.
Yeah. Too late now.
A cat to stay with you, and then in your final moments, and then, like, when you die, it's smart and human-y, so it can knock your phone over and dial 911, and then you'll be found right away, and he won't have to eat you.
I'm not sure if that's something I'd prefer.
Well, you know, let him know, and then he can call 911.
True.
After it's devoured your body.
That works for me.
Our minds go to weird places.
Our minds?
Yeah. You're the one who was commenting endlessly on how hot the 15-year-old boy in this was. So at least my mind is funny.
From the perspective of a young Kaylee.
Okay, it's but different. You haven't been that young in 12 years.
It hasn't been acceptable for 12 years.
Like, maybe we could go as much as 10. But, like...
True. But it's good that he stayed cute, because sometimes you go and you look back at guys you used to think were great when you were younger, and they just don't hold up.
They like just the Moffats. Like babies to me. Oh.
And my favorite Moffat now looks like a pedophile. Google it. You'll know.
Hold on.
Oh, you'll know.
Oh, wait, I was going to tell you the story of Salem.
Ah, yes, good.
Apparently,
the town and the cat.
In the backstory originally was that he was turned into a cat for standing up Enchantra, the head witch, at the altar.
Ooh.
But then there was a similar version of events where he was imprisoned in the form of a cat for attempting to use his magic to make a mortal love him.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was something along those lines. And
apparently the comics went with the first story.
The standing up of the altar?
Yeah. They ended up giving the story the same as the sitcom because... Because
Salem's a bit of a player.
Yeah, I could totally see that.
It's very understandable.
Well, apparently there's a 2000s manga-inspired version of the comic that we could read and it would give us more info.
Oh, we can't read.
Also, he's got a lot of relatives. He's got... An uncle, a father, a grandfather, a grandmother, a mother, and a cousin who all have names.
Oh, isn't he actually related to the Spellmans? Like, distantly or no?
I don't know.
Now I really want to watch Sabrina. Oh,
apparently
Sabrina.
He's got a daughter named Annabelle
Lee?
Saberhagen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Salem Saberhagen. Cool. Is Sabrina on Netflix? That's what I need to know next. I'd love to watch that TV show.
I really want it to be. Let's find out.
To Google it. I don't think it is.
Netflix.
I don't think it is.
Search.
But it would be good.
Sabrina.
Especially with Darchy on there, you know?
Yeah.
Darchy, Sabrina, hand in hand.
No,
comic lovers.
The only thing that showed up when I searched Sabrina was BoJack Horseman.
Oh.
It just gave me titles related to Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Buffy, Full House, Fuller House.
Yep.
Friends. The Fresh Prince.
Oh, good. From the era.
Once.
Upon a time.
I I always want to call it Once Because the Up on a Time is so tiny. Goosebumps. Drop Dead Diva. The Worst Witch. The Perfect Man.
The Worst Witch, I get. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Jane the Virgin.
That makes sense, too.
Why?
Because Sabrina starts off a virgin.
Doesn't everyone?
No. We should watch the movie and the TV show. I haven't watched the movie since, like, two Halloweens ago.
Okay, after we're done recording today.
So at, like, midnight?
Yeah. A lot. I don't even know. Oh, I was like, okay, let's go. I'm done.
What do you rate the movie?
What do I rate this movie? Oh, okay. I rate this movie 4 weird book eyeballs out of 2 teenage boys' sexual awakenings.
So you really enjoyed this movie.
It's funny. It's a classic. It's like one of my favorite Halloween movies. You know, I live for Bette Midler. She's so funny. And like, just the way that she does a character is always amazing.
Truth.
And then the other two were also really great. They were very good, like, backup sisters.
Like, oh, yes.
Just, like, a little dumber than, you know, one should be to function. Like,
and that's why she said she was cursed with them.
Yeah. My other curse. And, yeah, I like the vacuum.
Glorious.
And riding the vacuum because all they had was a broom and a mop and a vacuum.
No, I love the cobwebbing of the museum that was their former house.
Yep, real hardcore.
After what appeared to be only a few years of not being open, very cobwebby, very
I'm
quickly.
Very surprised that that place hadn't been broken into before.
Yeah, the shit's just like right there.
There was so much stuff in there, and they just walked in. They didn't even break in. They just, like, opened the door.
I think she stole the key.
Oh, okay, that would make a lot more sense. Because I was like, they just went in. Like,
they just waltzed right in.
That would never last in my hometown. That would be, like, broken into. There'd be nothing left. There'd be no black flame candle to light. It'd just be gone. Or, like, somebody would light it and burn it to nothing, and it would be not a virgin.
Yeah. They'd use the candle to de-virginize themselves, and then they'd light it on fire.
Ooh.
You're welcome for that image.
I was thinking more like the teenagers in my town had a lot of sex, not that they masturbated with random dirty old candles made from dead man's fat.
Mm. We grew up in very different places.
I think so. You know, to each their own, and then do we know if that would count, you know?
That's also true.
Yeah.
I rate this movie 1 good time.
just 1 good time.
Yep. Out of 1 Halloween movie.
You're really stressing for ideas with that one. I thought you were just going to leave it as 1 good time.
Nope.
This movie was 1 good time.
It was 1 good time.
I appreciate that.
I agree. You know, it's just a classic, like we've said. Something you grow up watching. It would be on in the month of October on the CBC Sunday night movie. You just throw it on. You'd watch it during dinner and then finish it after while your parents do the dishes and you eat your rice pudding. Good times.
You watch it during dinner?
Yeah, because the movies will start at like 5.
We didn't watch TV during dinner. Except on Fridays, sometimes we were like...
We'll see on Sunday for the movie.
Well, that's fair.
Otherwise, we'd watch Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy. Well, my parents would try to talk to me, and I'd be like, excuse me, I'm playing.
See, that's why I was not allowed to watch. We didn't have a TV in, like, the kitchen or anything. And we ate every meal at the dinner table.
We did as well.
Except for Friday nights, so where it was usually a free-for-all, or, like, somebody would make a freezer pizza or something, because there was nowhere to order pizza from.
Oh, yeah. Fend for yourself Friday.
Mm-hmm. Leftovers, what have you. Oh.
Thought that was my stomach and got so concerned. I was like, wait, did that come from me?
Gus, you okay, baby?
Gus has made several sounds today and both of us are just like, wait,
what?
Was that me?
Was that my body?
What is happening?
I should tell you about how our day's been going so far because they sound as similar to sounds that our bodies have been making.
Yeah, all not day.
Good. Not good. I feel better now, though.
I do a little bit, but I already have to pee again.
Well, that's our lives, though.
It's just what happens when you hydrate.
That was Hocus Pocus. One of my favorites.
Good old Hokey Pokey.
Highly recommend. Let the hilarity ensue. You'll love it.
Watch it again and remember the fun you had as a child compared to your life right now.
Oh, God. Too real. My life is an abyss.
Some call it a black hole.
Yep. Some would be right. Sometimes you have to pee and your mom won't hang up, so you just pee.
It happens.
We're the Shutterbugs.
We are.
Sam and Kaylee, and we just launched Hocus Pocus for a sweet, wonderful October Halloween-y lineup.
Oktoberfest. Ooh. 2017.
By the time you listen to this, I will be married.
Not quite.
Well, I guess it depends on what time of day. Ooh. If you listen to this before 4:30, I won't be married. But if you listen to it after 4:30, I will be married.
Great success. Hopefully.
What's our time zone?
If Noah Central? Doesn't leave her at the altar.
If Noah leaves me at the altar, I'm still going to get hammered.
And we are Central.
Yeah. So, 4:30 p.m. Central. Set your watch.
Set your watch. Enjoy yourself.
You can follow more updates on the goings-on in our lives on our Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter at Shutterbugs.
Yes.
You can also visit our website, shutter-bugs.com, where you can listen to more of our content, read our blog posts about our episodes. You can find us on iTunes, Podcast Addict, and Stitcher.
And that other one.
Shutterbugs with us.
Shutter-bugs.com.
Is it that? Good. Shutterbugs.podcast@gmail.com if you want to email us.
Shutterbugs.ca/shutterbugs.com.
What?
I just made up a new website for us. That's really good.
This we should do like shutterbugs.com/merch and make a merchandise website.
Make a one merch. You all can have one merchants.
Just one merchandise. One t-shirt. That's it.
Hand painted.
Yep. Just like a black t-shirt that we'll just paint.
Black with shutterbugs on top.
Shutterbugs in black.
In black paint.
Sharpie.
What? Oh, yeah. And then one, like, red paint splatter.
Yeah.
So it looks like blood. Ah, were you murdered? No, it's just that cool shirt.
Yeah, it's just this cool Shutterbug shirt. Can't you tell? I kind of really want to make that now.
Agreed.
It'll be just like a flat black t-shirt, and then it'll say Shutterbugs on it, but the Shutterbugs will be in that sort of shiny, like,
yeah,
material paint mm-hmm. stuff that goes on. Mm-hmm. And then it'll be like, oh, does that say something? And then there's just a red splash.
Yeah, so it looks like you got shanked.
Love it.
Perfect. You can also find us on nerdopotamus.net because we are a part of the Nerdo Network. Along with Alchemist, BitBoys, Hello Creeps, Let's Get Drunk and Talk Comics, Comic Book Fans United, Miserable Retail Slave, Pizza and Pop Podcast, and ourselves. The best part of
Shooter Boobs.
The Nerdos.
I was, like, opening it just to make sure. Because you say it so fast that I was like, are we actually getting everybody? But we are getting everybody.
There's only one time I forgot someone. Sorry, Let's Get Drunk and Talk Comics. It was a few episodes ago. I felt so bad.
Like, sometimes we get drunk. Like, just go to Let's Get Drunk and Talk Comics and make them feel better by subscribing to their Instagram.
But they won't know because they're drunk, too.
But they'll see
one day.
They'll see their, like, numbers increasing.
Yeah.
And then they'll know.
And now you don't know what you don't know.
I just opened their Instagram, and it's like, in the description, it's like, the beers, glasses, cheersing, and it's like, dem boys and dat girl. and then it says, drop your baby. And then it's the, like, splash emoji with the eggplant emoji, and it just says, not up, Doug.
That's brilliant. Definitely go check them out.
That's
freaking
beautiful.
They also post videos as well, and they're really funny.
Yeah, check them out.
All right.
That's it.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Wait, I can't do it.
Peace shitties. always saying pee shitties when I'm saying pee shitties. Oy.
I like how we often accidentally
say things.
We speak
at the same time.
I was gonna say sandwich.
At the smandwich. Like,
we always finish each other's sandwiches.